The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals. Last Sunday in Detroit with the game tied at 24 and 4 seconds to play.
Delirium from the fans in the stands. Harris ready to snap it back. He does. Here comes Nugent's kick. It's on its way. It's going to be
there.
Close. It is. Good!
Yeah!
Cincinnati wins on the final play of regulation on a 54-yard field goal by the hero for the second consecutive week, Mike Nugent.
To your credit, you did what you said you had to do, and that's grind. You're on a grind. You had to grind today. You knew you were going to have to grind today for four quarters. Good plays, bad plays, never flinch. Just keep coming. And that's the way you play. We keep understanding that. We keep saying things we'll correct. We keep doing better things. There's huge things we're doing out there. And we got to keep building upon them. Keep building upon them. But the end of the day is you win the football game. All else said, nothing else matters, but you win the game. And that's a hell of a job of grinding through it, sticking together, overcoming ourselves at times, and getting and winning the game. So, hell of a job.
Today, Marvin's men return to the jungle to square off with another AFC East foe, the 4-3 New York Jets. We'll go inside the matchup next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis.
Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Time Warner Cable Studio B. Welcome to Bengals Weekly with head coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horde. He is Dave Lapham. And this week, the Bengals look for their fourth consecutive win as they host the New York Jets. Coach, it's your only home game in a stretch of 40 days. It comes against the Jets team off to a great start, 4-3 with a number four defense in the NFL.
They are. They're playing very well on defense, and they're being aggressive, attacking. They're big and strong up front, and then their quarterback with the rookie Geno Smith, when they're successful, he's doing a great job of taking care of the ball, and they're having opportunities to win games.
Coach, over the last 15 football games, 7-1 to conclude last season, 5-2 to start this season, 12-3, pretty good run.
Well, we've done a good job of trying to really be us, and that's be physical and be attacking and take care of the football. And eliminate explosive plays defensively, and stay after it, and stay on course, and win games by making positive plays on special teams.
Andy Dalton strung together three straight excellent games, quarterback rating of 109 during that stretch. What stands out about his performance during that three-game period?
Well, I think he's really allowing the plays and so forth to develop and get the ball to the weakness of the coverage, and don't. There's too much talk all the time is, well, AJ has to do this. Well, no, Andy needs to deliver the ball to the open guy based on the coverage and the look and where we have the one-on-one at. And people can do things to take away wide receivers in the NFL. It's probably one of the easiest things to do. And and you can force the quarterback to throw the ball into coverage, and we don't want him ever to do that.
Rex Ryan is now calling the defenses. I mean, that's his forte. And he's very unorthodox, with a lot of things that he does. You game plan against Mike Pettine just a couple of weeks ago, against the Buffalo Bills. They're kind of, attached to the hip a little bit. Rex might even be a little bit more aggressive, a little more unorthodox than Mike. But is there any carryover from
that? Well, they had a little divorce, Dave. So
That's true.
But I think we're going to see similar style. We're going to see a lot of eight-man boxes. And guys at the line of scrimmage, a little more of the Bear 46 type look defenses. They're very good at it. They've got great front guys. It's what they like to do. And so we're going to expect to see a lot of that come Sunday.
You referenced rookie quarterback Geno Smith earlier. The Jets are not asking him to quote-unquote manage the game. He's throwing downfield. They're giving him the opportunity to try to win it.
Well, they do the things they do. They continue to do them and continue to allow him to get the reads and so forth and the footwork and the plays and let him develop. They might package it slightly different, but it's a similar play that they ran the week before and the week before that. That way they're going to intersperse some of the option-type football and do some other things to kind of keep you off balance. So to create create more variety in what they do, they're going to create with a little bit different offensive personnel group.
A little window dressing, huh? Same looks for him, but a little bit different approach. When I look at this game as a former lineman, I see trench talent, you know, on both football teams. With the Jets, this Muhammad Wilkerson, watching him, six sacks, he's so disruptive, and they move him around. And up front for the offensive line for the New York Jets, I mean, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, three-time Pro Bowler, Eric Mangold, Pro Bowler. This football team, trench talent up front where games are won and lost, Coach, right? They're pretty good.
They are. We're going to have our, you know, both sides of the football up front. We got to go win the football game. It's going to be a physical game, physical matchup, and we've got to do a great job in being able to physically attack them and be in the right spots.
Coach, best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Hey, Bengals fans. It's McDonald's Pounder Play of the Game, brought to you by the new Quarter Pounder Burgers.
Carlos Dunlap breaks free to block the Detroit field goal attempt.
34-yard attempt, the putter, punter, Marcus Calder, it's blocked.
It is
scooped up on the run by Reggie Nelson, and he fumbles the football. It's loose near the 50-yard line. Another Bengal picks it up, and Cincinnati has it at the Lions' 40-yard line.
So tackle your toughest appetite and pound one today.
Is it crazy to love football? That the only dance you know is a touchdown dance? To set up your daughter's troop in a shotgun formation. To have a lucky beard? Is that crazy? Nope. That's why we give you Time Warner Cable Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone, so you can catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Because missing that would be crazy.
Get TWC Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone today for less than $9. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
And you need to be a part of it.
Let's go. It's our time.
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time. And that's what you should do when sharing the road. That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt, because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver. So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
We're in the jungle with Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton. Andy.
I'm Randy Dalton.
Randy? So you're not the quarterback?
Nope.
But Gold Star is supporting the Andy and Jordan Dalton Foundation.
That's good.
Andy or not, when you buy a Gold Star Chili 3, 4, or 5-way, we'll make a donation to the Andy and Jordan Dalton Foundation.
Are you going to eat that?
Gold Star Chili.
Official chili of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, is brought to you in part by Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals, McDonald's, I'm loving it, and by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.
Time to take a look at the AFC North rundown. It is brought to you by Time Warner Cable. The Bengals two games up in the AFC North, with the Ravens and Browns at 3-4. The Steelers have won two straight after their 0-4 start. Looking at the schedule this week, let's start with Cleveland, trying to become the first team in the NFL to knock off Kansas City this year.
And I don't see it. I mean, Kansas City already has 35 sacks. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're tracking for an over 80-sack season. It's unbelievable. Whedon better put on a suit of armor, never mind a flak jacket. I mean, I think he's going to get peppered a little bit. And I don't anticipate it to be a high-scoring game, because I think Ray Horton's defense will hold up well. The Kansas City Chiefs just kind of like a dink and dunk you. There's not a whole lot of chunk plays there. But they win because they score enough with that unbelievable defense they're playing.
And Jason Campbell at quarterback this week. The Steelers, their head coach Mike Tomlin said after the win the other day, we're trying to stay relevant, and they get a chance at Oakland to win their third straight.
And I think they will. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are on a little bit of a roll right now. I think their confidence is back, and they're doing the type of things that you'd expect out of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have their running back back, Bell, established that ground game with a big physical presence, 250-pound, you know, running back, and they're playing solid defense, and I think they'll win in Oakland.
And the Ravens have a bye.
Time Warner Cable is proud to present Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis each week. Now let's take a look at the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club Member of the Week. Kendall is 4 years old. Her favorite player is Andrew Hawkins, and her favorite food is grilled cheese. Make sure your child is a part of the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club, presented by Walgreens, IHOP, and College Advantage, by visiting BengalsKidsClub.com.
Everything's new in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. Check out the Nike Shop, the Bengals on-field apparel supplier. Find Nike player jerseys, men's and women's t-shirts, polos, and more. Want a casual look? You'll love the new 47-brand Bengals apparel. For golfers, it's the new Cutter and Buck Golf Collection. The Pro Shop has a large selection of new era caps. Everything you need is in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium, open 7 days a week, or shop online at Bengals.com.
I'm Lexi Danler, and I went to Cincinnati Children's for rehab on my knees to get back to playing college volleyball. When I had my third surgery, they weren't in the best shape. Whenever I would play, whenever I'd run, they would always hurt. I was just afraid of hurting my knees again. Because I came to Cincinnati Children's Sports Center, I was able to keep my scholarship and play college volleyball. I was named to the Big Ten freshman team and was four-time Big Ten freshman of the week. Cincinnati Children's changed my outcome by helping me play college volleyball pain-free.
Hey, you get your tickets at Prime Sport?
Yep, Prime Sport can get you tickets for anything.
Even if it's sold out.
Even if you want a VIP experience.
Even if you want to hang with celebrities.
Prime Sport is the best.
The best!
Make your next Bengals game a Prime Sport experience with official home and away game ticket packages so you can cheer on the team wherever they play. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals fans are a special breed of animal, and nothing gets them in the game like Bengals checking from Fifth Third Bank. Literally, open a new checking account and get two free tickets to a Bengals home game. Then, there's exclusive event access, discounts at the Bengals Pro Shop, the chance to win a flyaway weekend, and more. Just go to 53.com/Bengals to get in the game, or stop by your nearest banking center. Fifth Third Bank, official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Looking for Bengals action during the week? Then join us Mondays at the Holy Grail for Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light. Dave Lapham and Lance McAllister will be live on 700 WLW from 6 to 9 p.m. With player appearances, prize giveaways, and knowledgeable hosts, Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light, live at the Holy Grail, is the place to be on Monday nights.
Great to be joined on this week's show by special teams coordinator Darren Simmons. The Bengals' last three games have all come down to the last possession, and the wins happened in large part because of key punts by Kevin Huber, a 57-yarder in a monsoon against the Patriots, punts the last 2 weeks that have pinned the opponent inside the 10. Here's my question. Is there such a thing as a clutch punter?
Oh, I think so. He's been on point for us when we needed him to. You know, he's kicked us out of some holes late in the game. In the New England game specifically. He had a good punt, if you remember, when we played Pittsburgh here at home right down there towards mm-hmm. the end of the game. It was actually a touchback, but he hit a bomb over the guy's head. Mm-hmm. And in the last 2 weeks with the down punts inside the 20. So, yeah, I think there is such a thing, and he's doing a good job of that.
Your opponent this week won last week because of a new rule that was enforced for the first time in the NFL. Explain what the Patriots did wrong against the Jets and how much time have you spent educating your guys about that?
Well, I think it's a matter of not only educating, and we just don't do it. What they specifically did is the rule states that you can't, not only can a player not from the second level push, no player can push another player into the offense or into the formation. And they had a play on the backside where a guy was rushing the B gap and a guy from the C gap, another defensive lineman came from behind him and tag team pushed him, tried to push him through the hole. and it was illegal. It was something that I've seen a couple times throughout the year from a couple different teams. I called the league office on, asked them, "Hey, is this what we're supposed to be doing?" And he specifically said, "No, this should be a foul." Mm-hmm. And you know, unfortunately for them, it came at a bad time, and it, you know, hurt them.
Carlos Dunlap has blocked two field goals. Mm-hmm. The field goal he blocked last week was probably, if not the biggest, one of the biggest plays in the football game, a 10-point swing. Mm-hmm. You know, right at the end of the half, the offense scores a touchdown to take a lead and generate momentum going into the locker room. James Harrison was huge on that, though. I've never seen a guy knock another lineman back in a field goal formation as far as he knocked the guy back and made it easy for Carlos. What kind of a knack does Carlos have, though, to execute those blocks?
Well, it's getting, as you can tell over time, it's getting better and better. You know, he's been close. He was close a multitude of times a year ago, and was just that far off. But the thing, the difference is James. You know, James has done a good job knocking those ends off, knocking anybody, whoever it is, off the line
he's
of scrimmage.
A load. Huh.
Yeah, I mean, just a big ball of muscle.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like a, he's like a blocking fullback right there. You know, he takes the offensive lineman back off the line of scrimmage. It helps create seam, more space for Carlos. And I think the unique, Carlos wants to do well at that. I mean, that's a big thing for him. I mean, he's really into it. He wants to do well because it's a game-changing play. I mean, you're preventing points, and you know, it's a big play. You know, I wish we would have been able to score with it.
Mike Nugent has delivered game-winning field goals each of the last 2 weeks. He's such a calm, tight person. Does that give you a sense of calm when he's called upon to kick one of those kicks?
Oh, no question. You know, in the Buffalo game, I think we were all upset, and even last week, and he was upset, you know, that we missed earlier in both of those games. So I think he kind of felt that he needed to atone for those misses. Mm-hmm. But I love his frame of mind in those situations. Before the play in the Buffalo game, I'm talking to him over there, and it's just like a normal, you know, Wednesday practice for him. He was very calm. He was very at ease. He knew exactly what he needed to do, and it was identical last week. I mean, when you look at it, both situations set up exactly the same. You know, in the Buffalo game, we down the punt. Brandon gets a big punt return, and we score, and we kick the field goal. Last week, Kevin Downs, or we get the punt down, and the guy just happens to hit a bad punt.
Right.
You know, same. It ends up both being identical, the same, which is a little bit unique. But, no, I feel very comfortable with Mike in those situations, and I'm glad he was able to come through again.
Going to see a familiar face. Josh Cribbs is with the New York Jets now, you know, returning kicks. How do you handle him? I mean, he's a big guy. Obviously, you know everything you need to know about Cribbs. What's the key to success against a guy like that?
Well, you've got to get him to cut, especially when he's a returner. You know, he's the most effective when he can catch it and hit it in a line because he's so big. He's not as fast as he probably once was. I think he'd be the first to admit that, but he's still super effective, as you know, as we know from all his times that we've chased him in Cleveland. But the thing that you got to get him to do is you got to make him go lateral. You can't let him hit it vertically. And if you do that, he becomes less of a threat, I guess. He's still a major threat, and he's still a great player, and he has been, you know, his whole career. And he's you know, he's coming off of an injury, had a knee injury. You know, but he looked pretty damn good last week against New England. One of the couple times he did get to handle the ball, he looked like his old self again. So, you know, it's it was when I did see that the Jets had signed him, I said, well, yes, right in time. Right in time.
Darren, thanks for the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Great Clips has free Bengals tickets with sideline access for two. Look for details for this season at Great Clips locations. Remember, with Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Time to answer your questions now. It's the Bengals Q&A brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Casey is up first. Can Dre Kirkpatrick step up and be what this team needs him to be?
I think he's going to have to, and I think he can. This guy's a first-round draft pick out of Alabama. You know, he's used to success. And I think even though he knew it wasn't going to be easy to start right away in the National Football League, considering how good the Bengals were in the secondary, all the number one picks already here, I think he felt like he was going to be the guy. And when he wasn't, I think it kind of got to him a little bit. Then he had some physical injuries. And I think now, though, that the team is relying upon him and he knows he has a defined role, I think he will step up. And, hey, they drafted Brandon Gee in the third round as well. They had confidence in these guys coming out of college. They've developed them for a little while. Time to step up and make it pay off.
Question two comes from Steven. Why isn't James Harrison being utilized more on passing downs for his pass rush abilities?
I think eventually we will see him be what we used to call the rover, you know, up and down the line of scrimmage, hitting different areas and making it difficult recognition-wise for the offensive lineman, account for him, how are we going to do it, make sure you don't have him matched up on a running back or a tight end. But I'll tell you what, James Harrison in the last 2 weeks, impressive contribution on the goal line in Buffalo. And on the field goal block that Carlos Dunlap had, he walked his offensive lineman back 7 yards and gave a huge gap for Dunlap. He did all the blue-collar work, and Dunlap got all the glory.
All right. If you have a question for us, please send it in on the Bengals Facebook page.
Tell the world you're a fan with Fifth Third Bengals Checking. You get a Bengals-themed debit card and checks and a 10% discount at the Bengals Pro Shop. Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Time for a quick timeout, but first, this week's Bengals trivia question. It is attached to this week's opponent, the New York Jets. Joe Namath's last game in a New York Jets uniform was against Cincinnati. You were there that day.
Yeah.
December of 1976.
In Shea Stadium, I wanted to get his autograph before, during, and after the game. Joe Willie was my man. But what record did the Bengals tie in that 1976 season finale against the New York Jets?
We'll have the answer when Bengals Weekly continues.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
The fire play to Green, it's a touchdown! Right there, in the line, he's off to the races, in the end zone, touchdown! Geno Atkins put him in a bear hug. To the 30, the 25, has one man to miss the 10.
And you need to be a part of it.
There you go! Let's go. It's our time.
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
I need some candy.
Ooh, house down the street has full-size candy bars.
Adding it to our route. Glad I decided to trade in our old phones.
Seriously, even the dog.
Wait, guys, we've got to stay away from 32 Elm Street. He's a dentist. He's giving out floss.
Weirdo.
Getting new treats. That's powerful. Verizon. Trade in your old phone towards a new one, like the Samsung Galaxy Note 3 on America's most reliable network.
What's the word on the street?
High Price is coming to town.
High Price?
I hear he's setting up shop on our beat.
Can't let that happen.
I've got a team in mind that'll fight High Price Gang.
Oh, yeah?
50% off Comparat pricing at other stores doesn't mean you're getting the best deal in town. Come into Furniture Fair. We guarantee you the lowest price.
Those prices are untouchable.
It's our duty to protect the public against High Price.
We ran High Price out of town before.
We'll do it again, partner. We'll do it again.
Trying to make sure we're getting ready. Excuse me. Hey, Flacco, what's in the bag?
McDonald's new Mighty Wings.
Those look good. I'll play you for them.
For what, my wings?
First one to miss has to watch the other one eat.
Let's go. Left up, right.
On one knee, off the scoreboard, through the uprights. Oh man, not again.
Cap, you trying to get my wings?
Nah, I'm right here.
What's that noise?
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Attention Bengals fans, for information on single game tickets and ticket packs, call the Bengals Ticket Hotline at 866-621-8383 or visit Bengals.com. And don't forget to check out the new Taco Bell Family Zone. It's the place every family wants to be. Taco Bell, live moss.
Welcome back to Bengals Weekly. Time to answer this week's Bengals trivia question. Joe Namath's last game in a New York Jets uniform was against the Bengals, December 12th, 1976. It did not go well for Joe Willie or the Jets. The Bengals won it 42-3. Here's the trivia question. What team record did the Bengals tie that day?
Six interceptions, Dan. Kenny Riley got Joe Willie three times. And after the game, I went up to Rattler in his locker and said, why'd you treat my boy so badly? Lou Holtz was the head coach of the Jets. And that was the end of Lou Holtz as an NFL head coach. It was Oogie Oogie in New York.
For the record, four of the six interceptions came against Namath, the other two against Richard Todd.
Both Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. Interesting to point out, though, in Joe Namath's last game with the Jets, his quarterback rating was zero.
Goose egg.
Not a very good day.
Whew. It was sad. I felt bad for Joe.
Have you saved anything from your football career? And if so, what's the most significant item?
Oh, man. I got all my stuff from Notre Dame, all the helmets. We do that Shamrock Series every year where we get a different helmet. They started doing that when I was there, so those are pretty cool things to have to remember that by.
I've saved the game balls that I've gotten, and they're pretty memorable because for someone to think that I deserve a game ball, that's pretty cool. So I have a couple, so I've saved those.
My wife, she had a collage made of the week when we played San Francisco 49ers. It was the same week my daughter was born, and she, you know, there were a bunch of write-ups and just a bunch of stuff about that week. And that's probably the most important thing to me, you know, in my career is that collage and just a reminder of, you know, my daughter being born that week.
I think the biggest thing is the ball one from my first game, you know, because the kicking ball is a Markham 1-1, 1-2. So I made sure I got 1-1. So it was the first ball of the first game that I played regular season back in 09.
I would have to say maybe my game ball from last year when I scored in Philly. You know, that's kind of a D-lineman's dream, you know, to scoop and score. So I would have to say that's my most memorabilia that I have in my collection.
We've heard from Marvin Lewis. We've heard from Darren Simmons. Time to get Dave Lapham's keys to the game against the New York Jets.
Well, you know Rex Ryan, Dan, with a rookie quarterback, is going to want to run the football. They've rushed it 219 times, fifth most in the National Football League. The Bengals defense is going to have to take that running game away from the rookie quarterback and make him one-dimensional. That's going to be a big factor. On the flip side, you want to have a running game to support Andy Dalton. Jets are tough, though. 77.7 yards per game, second best in the NFL. 3.1 yards per rush, best in the NFL. Going to have to establish some sort of ground game, though, and take some of the pressure off of Andy Dalton. First down success usually leads to third down success. And for the Bengals offense, that's the case. They're averaging over 6 yards per play on first down, which is seventh best in the league. And they're converting almost 41% of the time on third down, which is ninth best in the league. Defensively for the Jets, they are unbelievable, allowing 3.44 yards per snap on first down, best in the NFL. So they get you in a lot of second and third situations. They're only allowing 33.6% conversion rate on third down, fourth best in the NFL. You have to get it done on first and second down. You don't want second and third long against Sexy Rexy because he'll come up with all those creative pressure packages, and then you have trouble. Finally, Geno against Geno, spelled the exact same way, G-E-N-O, Geno Atkins. Middle of the pocket pressure, get in the rookie quarterback Geno Smith's face. No quarterback wants pressure in his face, particularly a rookie. Geno Smith has thrown 11 picks. He'll give you some opportunities, third most in the National Football League. Pressure him, see if he'll put it up for grabs.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. For Lapp and Coach Lewis, I'm Dan Horde. We'll see you next week after the pigskin flies at Paul Brown Stadium.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, was brought to you in part by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, visit Furniture Fair. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.